This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A new bipartisan bill in the U.S. Senate aims to cap insulin costs, an essential drug for 40 million Americans with diabetes, at $35 for Americans on private insurance. The bill, introduced by two Democrats and two Republican senators, applies the cap on the cost of insulin for individual health insurance plans sold on the Obamacare marketplaces and on commercial plans on which most Americans rely. The bill would address a disparity in access to cheaper insulin. A $35 monthly cap on out-of-pocket insulin costs already exists for Medicare patients. Democratic President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 created that Medicare price cap. The new legislation would limit the costs of insulin for people on group and individual health plans. It requires insurers to waive any deductible and limit cost sharing to no more than $35 or 25% of the list price per month for at least one type of insulin and dosage. The bill also creates a pilot program to offer insulin at the same cost cap for uninsured patients. The bill, called the Insulin Act, would be the first nationwide out-of-pocket cost cap imposed on private insurers for a disease treatment that is not a preventative drug. While the federal government has more control over programs like Medicaid, the health insurance program for low-income people, or Medicare, which covers seniors, it cannot force plans to cap the cost of specific drugs on the commercial market unless it passes a law to do so. Democratic President Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act mandated insurance companies cover the cost of some drugs, including vaccines, drugs used in connection with preventive care, and birth control, at no cost to the patient. The first round of drugs chosen for Medicare price negotiations created under President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act also included some insulin drugs. Several of the major makers of insulin have voluntarily imposed a $35 cost cap for commercial plan holders, and some states have already taken action to lower copays for insulin. There are 29 states, plus the District of Columbia, that have capped insulin costs between $25 to $100 for a monthly supply for either commercial or state-regulated health plans, such as those sold on the individual market. The Gallatin Valley Earth Day Festival is Saturday, April 25th, beginning with the City of Bozeman Cleanup Day, starting at 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. with neighborhood coordinators around the city. At 9 a.m., there's a 5K fun run at the Gallatin County Fairgrounds, sponsored by the Big Sky Wind Drinkers Club. The Bozeman Winter Farmers Market at the Gallatin County Fairgrounds goes from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. From 10 a.m. to 2, the fairgrounds will host the Gallatin Valley Earth Day Festival with children's activities, food, music, talks on the environment, and more than 40 exhibits on wildlife, fishing, conservation, soil health, composting, renewable energy, solar panels, EV cars, and much more. The children's activities start at 10 a.m. and include an Earth Day magic show, a petting zoo with miniature horses from the Cowboy Heaven Miniature Horse Safe Haven, a story hour by Random Acts of Silliness from 11 till noon, face painting, and an Earth Day passport that kids can pick up at the festival information table and use to collect stamps all around the Earth Day festival. Kids with a completed passport have a chance to win a huge stuffed toy wolf or a huge stuffed toy bison, courtesy of the Rocky Mountain Toy Company. Other events at the Gallatin Valley Earth Day Festival include talks that begin at 11 a.m., with Ryan Green speaking on From Trash to Treasure, How Composting Helps Create a Healthier Community. At noon, Jessica Alstrom and Corey Navarro give a talk on Bozeman's Water Supply and Outdoor Efficiency. And at 1 p.m., a live raptor presentation with Keaton Thomas. There's more information online at gallatinvalleyearthday.org. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.